WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This past week or so has really featured some tremendously cold air flooding the eastern half of the country. So I thought it might be a good idea to visit the idea of how much liquid water equivalent is contained in snow. The snow to liquid equivalent is the amount of liquid precipitation that is produced after melting snow. The temperature profile of the troposphere and the temperature at the surface are important factors that determine this value. In most cases, you can use the average snow to liquid ratio, which is 10 to 1, in order to figure out the water equivalent. This says that if 10 inches of snow fell and that snow was melted, it would produce 1 inch of liquid precipitation in the rain gauge. But not all snow follows this average. Wet snow is snow that has a higher liquid content when it reaches the surface. It needs to be at least 50% made of ice, or it will have more characteristics of being a raindrop instead of a snowflake. It achieves this liquid content by partially melting before reaching the ground. The wetness of snowflakes also allows them to more easily stick together as they fall, so wet snow will often have large snowflakes, but a smaller number of snowflakes. In wet snow situations, snow is sticky due to its higher liquid content. The ratio for wet snow will be less than 10 to 1. For example, a 5 to 1 ratio may occur in which it takes 5 inches of snow to produce 1 inch of liquid equivalent. Wet snow also makes the best snowballs. Dry snow has less liquid water content, so a dry snow will be less dense than average. Less dense meaning there will be a lot of air pockets between the snow crystals. Dry snow is not sticky, so it does not lend itself to a good snowball fight. The ratio for dry snow will be greater than 10 to 1. In extreme cases, it can be as much as 30 to 1 or even greater. Dry snow occurs when the temperature throughout the troposphere is well below freezing and the surface temperature is below freezing. Since dry snowflakes are less sticky, they are less inclined to stick together as they fall. Thus, a dry snow will often be composed of a large number of small snowflakes. So there's the skinny on the water equivalent in snow. By the way, the world record for the highest seasonal total snowfall was measured in the United States at Mount Baker Ski Area outside the town of Bellingham, Washington, during the 1998-99 season. Mount Baker received 1,140 inches of snow, surpassing the previous record holder, Mount Rainier, Washington, which recorded 1,120 inches during the 1971-72 season. So, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. If you have a question concerning the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.